Welcome to the new council chambers, everyone, and Tuesday, July 21st, meeting of the Center City Council is now in session. All council members are present. Bo, would you say our opening prayer, please? First item on the agenda is to approve the repair of the Mary George Way Community Center parking lot. The total is $19,383.16, and it is a budgeted item. We'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Got a motion, need a second?
Second.
Got a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is to approve the managed security services provided by Network Solutions.
And do you want to make a motion? I was going to qualify. I make the motion that we approve this monthly service on the condition that it has not already been approved and is already included in our contract for our computers with Network Solutions.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. And that's for antivirus.
At $220 a month. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
Yeah. Next item on the agenda is to approve the Office 365 Business, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook in OneDrive.
And similar to the previous one, I make a motion that we approve the purchase of this software of Office 365 applications provided by Network for Solutions at $165 a month with the condition that we have not already approved it as part of our purchase of the computers and laptops.
Can we say then that too, Adobe is included?
And to ensure that Adobe is included in this part of the Office 365.
So, I second.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it.
And you said 165 is 168 a month.
Oh, sorry. 168. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is to approve the renewal of the lease for the copier in City Hall and Police Department. They will be giving us two new copiers at no extra cost to the city, and it stays the same at $217.25 per month for 36 months.
I was wondering, are they supposed to have the copiers ready to bring in?
We have to sign the lease first and get it back to them before they'll order the copiers.
Okay. And it will be put in the copier room instead of where the old one's at?
It won't be in the office where Melissa's at. It'll be in that smaller room that's under the stairs. Our office supply room.
Office supply room.
Okay. Entertain a motion?
Motion.
Got a motion? Need a second?
Second.
Got a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is to approve the addition of a copier for the fire department due to their having training sessions and doing CPR classes. So they would like to have one over there, and they will provide a new copier at no cost. The only cost would be the $186 a month for 36 months on the contract.
I'll make the motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is to approve a seasonal recreation worker to be moved to part-time status. Brock, you want to address the council on that?
We're not necessarily looking to make it gross more money. We're just looking to spread it out through the year so we can, you know, be flexible enough and fit in areas that we can't get to now.
And this cost is budgeted, and as we build next year's budget, we'll keep it at the same cost, just spread it.
Actually, this is something that we've talked about, well, ever since Warren's come aboard, and you just never have implemented it.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion.
Got a motion, need a second?
Second.
Got a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda, I am appointing a new auditor for the city of Center. I'm appointing McClure, Sewell, Johnson and Associates, certified public accountants. And the quote that they gave us would be anywhere from $17,000 to $20,000 a year.
Which is less than what we paid for this current audit, past year's audit.
Yeah, it's less. And I'll be signing that, and we'll be trying to get started with them tomorrow. Next item on the agenda is to approve an engagement letter from Raymond James, and Karen's going to explain that.
So this is as part of our bond that was issued in January 23rd, 2020. It was a bond for $5,760,000 of general obligation warrants. As part of that issuance, there is a reporting requirement to upload our audited financial statements into the Municipal Securities Rulemakers Board's Electronic Municipal Market Access, or EMMA, system. And that is a requirement by the Securities and Exchange Commission. As we were interviewing the new auditor that Jay just approved or appointed, he brought it to our attention about this requirement. So we called our contact at Raymond James about this, and he looked it up and notified us that this requirement had not been done for the last 5 years. It's part of our routine financial processes as part of this bond. So we want to get in compliance. It does not hurt our bond rating. It's common among cities our size, smaller cities, to not do this or forget to do this. But we want to make sure that we're in compliance. So we want to propose entering into a contract with Raymond James for them to be the dissemination agent to get us caught up to date for 5 years on this reporting requirement at a cost of $2,500. For all 5 years in total. And then going forward, the contract does include a future cost of $2,500 per year as to do this reporting requirement. We do have a clause where we can get out of this contract in 30 days with 30 days notice. So we will assess the requirements and how difficult it is, and we may exit the contract before the next reporting requirement is due. So mainly we want to approve this so we can get in compliance for our last 5 years reporting.
Karen, was we aware of that we needed to do this every year when we got the bond?
As per my discussion with Brad Green, when the bond was issued in January of 2020, they did explain to the city clerk slash treasurer and mayor and the administration at that time that it was a requirement from our financial lead, but it had not been done. There's a paper that they have to sign off on as part of the all the documents that went along with the bond that this reporting would be done.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we enter into this contract with Raymond James, as designating them as our dissemination agent for this reporting requirement as part of our bond obligation at $2,500 to get us up to date in compliance, and then $2,500 per year going forward with the option to exit the contract with 30 days notice.
Second the motion, please.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Is there any old business to come before the council?
Uh, So you got an update on our new basketball court from Apple? And we went looked at and approved?
They're going to vote next week whether we get the grant to do that basketball court. And that would be partnering with Atrium Floyd Hospital. They build these, it's an outdoor basketball court / soccer pitch. So you can play basketball or soccer. And if we're able to get that, we will put that one in City Park. But we will know next week when it's voted on whether we get that or not.
City Park or J.W. Hampton?
Well, I'm sorry, yeah, on this J.W. Hampton side of the road. City, yeah.
Tony, did we not mention the maintenance on the door?
Yeah, follow up on the last, what we voted on last week.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Don and I, on request of the council, made a phone call to follow up and make sure that we were apples to apples on the bids that we looked at, and we were. Some of that was an oversight on my part, but anyway, we were well, all concerns were put to ease because it was a good bid, and I feel really good about it. And Don did too. We sat in together on the conversation with the contractor and feel really good. Glad we did it, doing our due diligence, but felt better after talking to him.
And when are they starting soon?
Yes, and they also said at no cost to the city before the grand opening, they're going to come and do a mowing, spraying, freshen up everything, pulling weeds, main thing, getting it all ready, and they were going to do that at no charge. But I think the contract that we were looking to sign engaged started August the 1st, but before our grand opening, they're going to do a freebie for us.
Awesome.
And I think he mentioned Randy Burr mentioned that we would. They didn't have to have a contract, but we need a contract written up and signed, and we can figure out what we want to go 1 year with it or the length of the contract. But we do, as a city, have to have a contract.
And I think what was typed up started August the 1st that we had in our hands that we were going with.
And just a point of clarification on the atrium, is it across the street from the city park?
Yes.
What we refer to as J.W. Hampton.
Well, actually, Mayor, what we talked about when we met with the engineers is they were looking at it either way. I mean, it could go either way. They were going, that's part of what we were asking them to do an engagement,
yeah,
is to do a feasibility study on the land, see where it would be best.
Okay.
Suited,
okay,
based on the size. Now, it could be go. I mean, we have ultimate discretion on putting it where we want it, and they'll make it fit. But we asked them that day we did the walk around to look at everything. Mm-hmm. Who was all present that day? Preetha, you were here. Don, Phil, and well, is that what, no, y'all remember? We told them to look at the whole scope and put it in, without hesitation, it could go either place depending on the dimensions.
And Lad will, at some point when they're ready, present us that design.
Yes, ma'am.
Proposal. And then if we get the grant from Atrium, we'll decide at that point where it goes.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Since we're talking about the J.W. Hampton Field, we approved that bathroom to be repainted and roof put on. Don,
yes.
When are they going to do that?
Actually, I asked the minister about it. He was in City Hall. They were back then. Therefore, he said, I really forgot it. But he did, he did the pavilion. He said, so I told him, I said, it's already been approved. And he said, well, I need to get right on it. So we might have to give him a call.
Or, we also could hold off.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We hold off because potentially we could be doing some, if we get the other end, like we've talked about in the master plan, doing something that would be suitable for the racquetball, tennis court, and now the basketball / soccer, and anything else that may come up in that field, because that's an old structure that's, and do a maybe end up doing a concession stand / bathroom together if we end up with T-ball in that field as well. And I think Brock told me earlier about condition of the lights. Y'all got those repaired this week, is that right, on the JW Hampton Field?
Oh, I did.
Got all those working. He also mentioned the fact that, what, the last year we've done soccer at outfields over there, and it would be much more accessible and a better cost to do the soccer if the lights are gonna be what we think they are, to have the soccer in the JW Hampton Field, which I think that's whatever the parents want to do, right?
Yes.
And well, too, this year we've committed to the flag football program to let them have it at the soccer field out at the Yarborough Field. So I talked to Brock, we're kind of obligated to do that this year, then next year he can take it unless it works. At some point in time, I think they'll be asking us to take that over. You know, whether we want to or not, that's a be up to us. But the Rocks sponsors it. So it's probably something we need. There's a lot of kids that play flag football. A lot. I don't know exactly how many teams, but there's a lot of kids play football.
Problem with the lights was a squirrel. Problem with them lights was a squirrel. It got up in the ball.
Oh, okay.
What? Whipping a couple of lights out.
JW Hampton Field?
Yes, sir.
Is that what grown?
Yes, sir.
There's a squirrel in the box, in the breaker box. Oh. Don't know how he got in there.
Well, I think he was dead, wasn't he?
He was dead when he fell.
He didn't get out.
We got him out.
So are we gonna, we do have some out though, don't we, Brock? I went over one night and cut them on.
Well, we've replaced those as well.
So we got.
Yes, sir. We had some in storage, and I think it come down. We only had to purchase one light bulb after
really?
We had the ones we had in storage.
Wow. Okay. Yes, sir. That was good. That's perfect.
I want to stress that outdoor basketball court is contingent on a grant, so I probably don't need to publish that because they hadn't voted or not yet on it. Yeah.
They don't vote till Wednesday.
Yeah, that's all I need. Jay said.
We'll say we didn't know anything about it. Jay told us.
Has anybody got any new business? The only thing I'd like to bring up for new business is in the past we've seemed to have been having problems on whether it's a roll call vote or not. I'd like to propose we just do all roll call votes, and that's what Aubrey said Leesburg does and other cities. So if the council's okay with that, I'd propose we just do all roll call votes and then there's no question.
I make a motion, because I think we have to approve it. So I make a motion that going forward that we, all of our requirements for voting are roll call votes, including this one. So I make a motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Council. That's all I've got. Finance update, Karen?
I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the budgeting process. We have the department heads here and several of our city employees. So it's that time of the year because we do have a September 30th year end. So we're going to start looking at our year-to-date actual expenses. I'll work with Aubrey to get that information and send that out to you guys, because obviously we want the department heads to have input on what their needs are for next year, what our needs are for the city. Aubrey and I will work on and make sure that we estimate the revenues, estimate the salaries and those routine expenses. So what we would like for y'all to focus on are the new expenses or needs for the coming year. I will send y'all a template that you can fill out and we can be organized about it. We will have a meeting first with the finance committee and the mayor to review the initial draft of the budget and taking into consideration all the requests. Then we will refine it and review it with the department heads, and then before October 1st, so by the, at the first September meeting, we would present the budget for approval, because it does need to be approved in September before October 1st starts. And it's written in our audited financial statements. Our budgeting process is, will be the same this year as it has been in prior years, where you base it off of historical expenses, you know, historical trends. That's our starting point in our budget process. So any questions from the department heads or anyone about budgeting process? We definitely want to get everyone's input.
When y'all have a meeting, can the department head be in that meeting?
Yeah, we will. We're going to start with the finance committee, so please communicate to your appropriate council member. Start talking about your requests for next year. And on the finance committee, it's myself and Philip and Don, and of course the mayor would be included. So we're going to have an initial meeting, but then we would talk, we would have a, I know Jay has department head meetings, so that's probably where I would come and kind of talk about where we're standing, because of course all requests will not get approved, and if one of your requests is not approved, then we, you know, have a, the obligation to explain to you why not, and it's probably going to be because we need to, we prioritize something else, you know, so it's give and take on the budget process. Any questions from the council members?
Any grants that they may apply for, if they got a, what's the deadline on grants?
Well, they're case by case basis, okay. But please, that's part of it. Think of grants. I'll go through and try to review and see some different grants that we should take into consideration. And we talked about possibly having a working session like we did amongst the council members as part of this budgeting process, where we have to prioritize, because again, we can't do everything. So we want to have our, what we say is our prioritization list, and kind of work through that throughout the year, because priorities change, you know, during the year as well.
Thank you, Kim. The mayor's comments, I want to thank the city. They've worked hard on this movie, y'all. They've really worked hard and to get us in this new city hall, and I don't have the words for appreciation, how much I appreciate what they've done, and it sure is nice to be up here and starting a new chapter in the city's history. And thank y'all for what y'all have done and what you continue to do for the citizens. And that's all I've got. Phil?
I'd also like to thank all the employees for the hard work that they've done on this move. And we're just about moved. We still got a few other things to get moved in, but doing a great job. And thank you very much.
Not to be redundant, it all starts with the employees, and you are appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, we know everybody worked really hard to get in here, but I'm just going to point out the girls. I'm telling you what, these girls have really worked this week. They've had a lot on them. They've been boxes put everywhere, and they're digging stuff out of the boxes to try to get us open back up when Monday comes. So we really appreciate the girls. And everybody.
And so thank you to everyone, and all the city employees and department heads, and supporting the move as well. But please give us your feedback also, as you have little tweaks or things as we get adjusted to the new facilities. You know, we're here. Let us know if you have any feedback.
I just want to say thank you too. I think the employees have done a great job. I came over one day and everybody blew the boxes, and it's definitely a team effort, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and everything looks great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to all the employees for all your hard work, department heads, and mayor and council. Thank you for all y'all do.
Mine's a bit similar. Most of the details are worked out on the grand opening, and I'm here to tell you, everybody participated. It was just not our committee. Jay, Sid, Philip, everybody. I can't, I won't name them all, but everybody's helped. Even Riley and Kirk helped, and Robert. I can't thank you enough, because I certainly could not have done it all by myself. We worked really hard to get the governor here, but yesterday I got the email that she will not be attending, and that was sort of a bummer. But it's just us, and we'll have a good day, and we'll celebrate the grand opening. We want everybody to come out. We've I've tried to include the employees' children on a few things, so if your child or grandchild wants to help in some way, let us know. I mean, it could be something very similar with just handing out the programs for the day. So if pass that along. And I'll say this. I appreciate Miss Tanya being here and Miss John being here. And both Jay and Don both said they would carry you out to dinner tonight. So. I don't know if they said that, but I volunteered. And with that, I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.